Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
My name is Chris Charlton. I'm actually the manager of the Los Angeles Drupal Group. I'm responsible for the Drupal plugins for Dreamweaver and also the Eclipse IDE platform. Basically, what I do is program these extensions that help developers work with their tools, you know, in their Drupal workflow better. A lot of stuff for themers and some stuff for the module developers. I've enjoyed doing it, and actually I get a lot of downloads. There's a new release of Dreamweaver coming out, so I have a new release of some new extensions for that. And basically, you know, what I try to do is make everybody's job a lot quicker and easier, because, you know, kind of sitting around and doing a bunch of long-form HTML, long-form PHP isn't really fun for people because they want to just build Drupal sites. And I try to help do that.
And so let's start with the Dreamweaver. Dreamweaver is the Adobe product that sort of helps you create HTML. And so I guess how does that relate to Drupal? How do those things sort of work together, I guess?
Yeah, well, Dreamweaver is pretty dominant in the designer realm. So you have a lot of people who come from a basically static website background with HTML and CSS. And essentially, the new skill set that web developers and web designers need to know is PHP. Even just a little bit, even just working with Drupal's template system. So when I actually set out to do the first Dreamweaver plugin, basically what I wanted people to do is not have to remember like all the template variables for each template type, node, page, block. So I basically help collect those and get the Drupal API recognized by Dreamweaver. So like a .module file was not even understood. So my extension for Dreamweaver helps Dreamweaver recognize those file types and then just really exposes all the popular good features of Dreamweaver toward your Drupal workflow. The new version of Dreamweaver has WebKit built in, so now you don't even need a web browser, and that actually makes my extensions even much more valuable for people to pick up, and my extensions are free right now. So they can literally just start popping in some template variables, editing in NoTPL, click refresh in Dreamweaver and see their whole site change. And this is actually, I think, very exciting for designers.
I see. So typically, themers who have been designing for Drupal, they have to go back and forth from, you know, taking the design and then breaking it up in a text editor like TextMate. And so what you're saying is that this is able to kind of plug into Dreamweaver and change that workflow. Maybe, you know, talk about how does it change the steps in which themers are doing their job now? I guess, what is the process for creating a Drupal theme with this plugin?
Right out of the gate, it basically makes it so that Dreamweaver has zero configuration. Installing my extension does all the configuration of Dreamweaver, so that right there gets you bootstrapped to work in Dreamweaver for your Drupal work. After that, it's really learning what you need to do for the Drupal themes, and I think a lot of good teams like Lullabot and, you know, the people doing the sessions at the cons and camps about Drupal themes really help get that information out. And my extension can't teach people how to do the themes. You know, we try to do our best, you know, all together, teaching people how to do the templates, how to edit, you know, certain PHP areas, and it's really up to them to know what to edit. So my extension just really helps give them the extra Swiss Army tools added to their Swiss Army knife known as Dreamweaver. It's been actually a very interesting dynamic because most of the classic Dreamweaver features are basically not deprecated but not needed for a Drupal website. You know, before you had templates where you would make literally a file per page, and that workflow has definitely dramatically changed. You build your pages in Drupal, you know, through the Drupal forms, you add your nodes and stuff like that, and really all you need to do is build just the theme folder. And that's been a shift for one, Adobe, and they've totally adopted that and accepted that, and they actually encourage that now. But it's been a big shift in the way designers are trying to understand how to work with this stuff, because they are used to making individual pages. They're used to making the menu and the navigation, and now they have to just learn how to let go, you know, because instead of building the navigation by themselves, they just build the menu up, and Drupal will help kind of do all that markup for them. And everybody always asks me, where do I go edit the markup? I'm like, you don't want to do that. You want to really just do your CSS and learn a little bit of PHP so you can tweak what is being outputted. So that's been a big challenge for designers, and I actually am a lynda.com author, so I have a Drupal themes title on lynda.com. So hopefully all this stuff out there that's available, the the designer's handbook for Drupal, the Lullabot series, my lynda.com series. Hopefully all this stuff will finally just, you know, get everybody to understand what pieces they need to build, and the tools are out there to build it. And I'm having fun building them, and I'm looking for more feedback, see what people are doing with the tools and what they would like to see easier in their workflow. Because really, if their workflow, if there's something wrong or, you know, something hard to do, it's probably something I'm used to and I'll just keep doing myself. And if they have an idea how that could be simplified, I'm more than willing to embed that into Dreamweaver or Eclipse.
And so what does the Eclipse plugin do for presumably module developers, I guess, as opposed to just themers, or maybe it's both?
It is currently the Eclipse plugin for Drupal is catered a little bit towards module development. I do my theme development in Dreamweaver and I do my module development in Eclipse. So I'm able to keep kind of both feet in both worlds. And essentially right now, it basically configures PDT. PDT is the PHP kind of toolkit for Eclipse. So you install Eclipse with PDT and then you basically add my Drupal plugin. And it does almost all the configuration for you. Just like how Dreamweaver didn't understand .module, .theme, .info, my Eclipse plugin helps Eclipse understand these are PHP files, .test, .module, .profile, all that stuff. So it basically helps make almost zero configuration to Eclipse and working with Drupal. There is one minor thing, the tabs to spaces change, and I am trying to figure out how to do that via code so people don't have to do that, but that is the only configuration change you now have to make. So if you go to like drupal.org and you see the how to configure Eclipse page, it's really long, it's like 2 pages. But basically at the top I added that note and said, or you just install my plugin. And you know, I'm trying to get people just to get in quick. And with Eclipse, a lot of times Eclipse changes and the plugins break, you know, people are adding extra things. So one of the benefits is that my plugin is really out there to help people. If you have to install Eclipse for the first time or reinstall Eclipse, you don't have to sit there and literally edit every configuration, you know, to just work with Drupal. And I'm really happy to supply that for free.
And finally, maybe talk a bit about, you know, being here at DrupalCon, what are you going to be taking home with you?
Well, one of the things is, I've definitely been absorbing a lot of the Drupal 7 stuff, definitely in the theming area. I'm a big fan of Drush. So what I've been looking at is, one, how can I enhance my extensions for Drupal 7? And also, how can I actually bring in for Eclipse users some better compatibility in using Drush right into their Eclipse IDE? So I'm really just trying to make my workflow better as a module developer and a themer, but also really give that out there and help people. At DrupalCon, I think one of the biggest things has been workflow. So I feel I'm part of the recipe of workflow. You know, people are doing project management workflow. I'm basically the skilled developer, you know, the tool set workflow person. And I feel that's how I'm contributing, and everybody else is contributing the other 90%. And I think we all work very well together.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you very much.